Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hey there, Glowgetters. Welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Am I excited for today's show? You bet your kick-ass I am. Today, we are venturing downstairs. No, not literally down a set of stairs, but downstairs of the female body. We're daring to say the M word, menopause, the taboo topic that we so need to talk about. And that's exactly what we are doing here today on the show. Between sexism and ageism, menopause gives rise to many stereotypes that have consequences for women's private and professional lives. Now, while the perception of menstruation is changing and the topic is becoming increasingly less of taboo, it's clear that the same cannot be said about menopause, which it's not a disease, but a natural phenomenon. When a woman's period stops, generally around 50 years old, and menopause continues to contribute to women's inequality. Now, there's no such thing as a typical menopause. We're all different and we'll all go through the years of 45 to 55 or so with varying degrees of disruption. Perhaps you've just entered the first phase of perimenopause and you're exhausted by sleepless nights, or you may have landed slap bang in the middle of a full-blown menopause and you wonder if an alien has, you know, taken over your body, and that's with the tendency of hot flushes and brain fog, which I get. So whichever stage you're at, there's one irrefutable truth. You're not alone. There are millions of women going through the same thing right now and increasingly speaking about it. No longer is menopause a taboo topic. Women in midlife are pushing for greater rights, starting to celebrate their freedom from monthly cycles and realizing there is an exciting life to be enjoyed on the other side. Now, hot flashes and insomnia are two of the better known side effects of menopause, but there are many others. However, including weakened bladder control, there's vaginal dryness. But until recently, few personal care startups paid attention to such problems, mirroring society's general lack of interest in older women and their natural aging process. Today on the show, however, we are privileged to have one such founder of a great startup in our guest, Sandy Davies of Happy Paws Farm. Now, Sandy Davies is the Queensland-based formulator and founder of Happy Paws Farm. She's a bit of a rebel who struggles taking no for an answer, which is how she came to turn the lack of a simple, preservative-free, natural solution for intimate dryness into her mission. Now, the creation of Happy Paws is Sandy's yes. Don't suffer in silence. A tiny pearl of Happy Paws and you'll have a spring back in your step. You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show, Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles in varied male-dominated industries and lots of other topics, complex topics at that, and we tell you how it is. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the Glowgetter. I hope we can keep you in good company today and over the coming hour. A huge shout out to all the women working out on track and on site today, all over the globe. Stay safe and have a fantastic day or night shift. And this might also be a good time for a trigger warning that today's radio show may and does contain some adult language. So let's get into it. Hello, Sandy, and welcome to Kick-Ass Radio. Firstly, thank you for coming onto the show and for sharing some of your valuable time with us today. I know you're super busy, but I also know we are all going to enjoy your company and get some very much welcome advice. So let me just say that I really admire your passion and commitment and to the enormous work you've provided and put into this space. So, Sandy, hello and welcome.
Good morning, Jo. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Great to finally meet you on air. So to kick things off, Sandy, tell our listeners and myself a little bit about yourself and what led you to pursue this startup business.
Yeah, well, before I start in on that, thank you so much for saying the M word out loud. Like, part of my mission now is to ensure that menopause is no longer a dirty word. I just get so disappointed when people shirk away from the conversation. So good on you for having the menopause conversation. I'm such a big proponent of if we feel good down there, we feel good everywhere. And when I hit perimenopause, I started to have a little bit of trouble with intimate dryness, with vaginal dryness. And I've discovered now not to use the word vagina on Facebook or you'll get banned. But I had intimate dryness. And when you live remote, like I do in far north Queensland, trying to get an appointment with your GP is quite difficult. It can take 3 to 4 weeks to get in. You have to drive half a day to get to your appointment, half a day to get back. So it's a big investment whenever you try to go and see your GP. It took me 8 trips to my GP for him to say, "Oh, you just have perimenopause. Well, we could do counseling." I knew that there was no way that counseling was going to fix my dry vagina. Then In desperation, I turned to my chemist. I was prescribed something that gave me the worst allergic reaction of my life in my intimates. And then I had this aha that I should have had 30 years ago. But, you know, you should look at the ingredient list on the back of things. When I looked at the ingredient list, I had a heart attack and I couldn't believe I put all of that into my most private intimate space. So I started ordering natural products from all over the world and they were all still a bit like the standard over-the-counter options. They were sticky, they were gooey. You would ooze them out in clumps. You'd have to wear a panty liner. It was a bit gross. And I thought, we're already struggling a bit with self-image and other things during perimenopause. We don't need that as well. Which is what led me on the journey to create something that was natural, preservative-free, and only took the tiniest bit so you don't have to wear a panty liner. You still get to be your happy, beautiful self. So that's what landed me here.
Well, and I know it's, as we said, it's such a taboo topic and there's a lot of women still out there that don't realise or don't recognise the symptoms and they don't know what's going on with themselves. They're struggling to work it all out and they don't feel confident in going and talking to the doctor or to anyone about it. So to actually take these steps and follow this through and develop what you have, that's a great achievement. So, Sandy, I noticed there's a little twang to your accent there. Where do you hail from? It's not an Aussie accent per se.
Yes, I'm a permanent nomad now because to anyone back in Kansas, where I was born and raised,
Dorothy's land.
Yeah. So my little red shoes that are cowboy boots now. But yeah, I was born and raised in Kansas. But to anyone back there, they think I have a full dinky die accent now. And yet here, my twang is still very visible, very audible. But yeah, I came here to complete my master's degree in social justice. That was many, many years ago and met my partner. While I had a bumper sticker back in the States that said on my car, "A woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle."
That so fish and bicycle hooked up.
Yeah. And here we are 30 years later.
Excellent.
But yeah, I stomped back with my feminist boots back to the US to pursue my career, but I kind of left my heart here and ended up coming back here and following my heart. And and then semi-retired to far north Queensland, I thought, until there was this need for happy pause that forced me out of semi-retirement.
And I did notice on some of the notes that I was reading that you were managing prior to happy pause, a was it a retreat or resort, a tourism resort? What was...
We had a business on Fraser Island, on World Heritage listed Fraser Island for 20 years.
Wow, how exciting. That's my in-laws live down at Harvey Bay. So we venture over to Fraser every year without fail. It's a beautiful spot and one of our national treasures by far. So that would have been an amazing life living on the island there.
It was. Well, and actually, so our business was on Fraser Island, but we were largely based on the mainland, raising our kids and,
Oh, excellent. Oh, well, you've traversed a great journey so far and obviously seen the world far and wide in between. So getting back to Happy Paws now, the origin of Happy Paws, we've kind of come across that, but... is there anything else you identified, you know, and like being a creator and a developer, tell us the story on how you actually got the thought and where you started in researching what you could do to create this product and like, I've lost my word now, but created the product and relief, like the relief product for this ailment.
Yeah, well, the thing was there wasn't anything out there except things that were these large, huge applicator doses. And I just kept thinking, there has to be something better. And then I would read about particular natural recommendations and I'd try them and there was one that was bee-based that was still a bit sticky. A lot of people were saying about xanthan gum and it just felt blah. And I finally just thought, I've got to figure this out myself. There's got to be something better. And my chemistry teacher from high school, Mr. Beach, would just be so, so proud because he was gutted back in the day that I didn't become a scientist. And here I am formulating Happy Paws.
So did you yourself like get little sample pots together and start mixing products and trialing it yourself, like using yourself as the guinea pig?
Yeah, I did. And I fell in love early on with coconut oil. And I think like the lauric acid in coconut oil and it just how good it made your skin feel, especially if you were having micro tears or any of those other issues that contribute to the dryness and cause problems with UTIs and all the rest, but it just didn't have the longevity. So then I started adding emollients and finding that right magic mix that then you've got all that goodness of coconut oil and then the lasting effect that it can last all day or all through the night.
And it's, And I mean, who doesn't love coconut and coconut oil? Like that, the smell alone is enough to soothe anything, I think. But like today's women entering menopause are still dealing with the same dreaded hot flashes, as we said, in the mood swings. And I know there is a lot of, there is not a lot of products, but there is products out there and they've got a lot of stigma attached to them and they've got, as you said, a lot of ingredients we're not familiar with. We don't know whether our bodies will react to them. We don't know how it's going to affect our bodies. So your product, Happy Paws, is definitely organic and vegan free, I notice. And that's a great bonus, particularly in today's society. We have so many people with allergies and sensitive skin. And so Happy Paws Balm is formulated with sensitive skin in mind. So that's a fantastic accolade for it alone. So how do we get to that point of knowing that it's sensitive kind? Did you send off any samples to a laboratory or anything to does it have to be actually certified in any particular way?
When I approached TGA, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, it doesn't go through their vetting process because it falls under the cosmetic guidelines. So then there's a number of legislative guidelines you have to comply to and then stability testing. And but I still sent to a lot of bioscientists and science people from my network just to get a bit more feedback and assurance, I suppose. And for me, it was just so important for it to be natural and to be plant-based and vegan friendly. And I never realized that it was going to be such a difficult process trying to get the vegan certification.
Truly.
That was, Yeah. And I tell you what, it made me feel so good in the end because there were so many things I wasn't aware of, just like, I suppose, with dryness. Mm-hmm. I found it so hard to pinpoint dryness. And now they're saying with the latest research, past research used to say 50% of us over 40 would have dryness. Now they're saying 80%. But the stigma bit still hasn't disappeared. It's still only 20% of us that will actually pursue it and pursue treatment and pursue mm-hmm. relief. But it's the same too with the vegan certification. There's so many things that we don't know sometimes and we're not aware. I had no idea there were so many ethical issues with production of coconut oil in regards to animals.
Oh, okay.
And I discovered, and I was so thrilled that the company I had chosen right from the very start, because I just felt ethically aligned with what they were doing. They were a CSIRO initiative to provide economic empowerment. And I just loved the whole approach. And turns out I just hit it in one and they came out with all gold stars. I loved it.
Excellent. Oh, how fortunate was that? And obviously, you know, as you said, gut and intuition, you always go with that, don't you? So if you were drawn to them originally, that was obviously the right place to go. So I also know, there's many treatments, as we said, and they feature ingredients like red clover, the soy isoflavin. So did you experiment with any of those? And there was the buckwheat I found.
In the end, I wanted to focus. So, well, I suppose I did a little bit at the start, and then I thought, no, that kiss thing, keep it simple.
Yep.
And I just wanted to focus on dryness, because even if we're doing HRT or alternative bioidenticals or natural HRT treatments, we can still need something that complements those to alleviate our dryness. Mm-hmm. And we can, even if we're using the vaginal pessaries for estrogen, we can still have a little bit of need for vulval and vaginal treatment for dryness outside of those days or in complementary nature to them. So I just focused solely on the dryness, and it probably all started initially just out of the fact that that's what I created it for my own issues. And then I realized it was such a big issue and I hit a home run with just nailing the formulation and started to make it available within Far North Queensland, and then realized that it needed to have a ripple effect that went far beyond. And through that ripple effect, I discovered as well, I now have probably equal following to menopause as cancer recovery. I had no realization that going through chemo and then the cancer recovery process affects all of our body's ability to lubricate as well. And we have severe dryness.
Wow. So that's a whole new market then. So you've actually tapped into that market because of those similar effects, and I never knew of that, so a majority of society won't know of those symptoms that the cancer patients are actually experiencing. So that's,
yeah, and I suppose because it's just been such a shush topic as well. Yeah. we don't talk about it, because even when I went to the chemist out of desperation in a little rural town like where we live in Far North Queensland, it was whispered to me, and he came out from behind the dispensary counter to whisper. And then the lady that processed my payment was like, oh, there, I hope it gets better and you'll be okay. Like, really? No, we're supposed to be able to talk about this. And this is why only 20% of us that have even moderate dryness don't look for help.
And like, we can't stress enough that every woman is different and may or may not experience some or all of these symptoms, but it's how you deal with it and that will make a significant difference to your experience. So unless you speak about it, unless you tell someone, no one's going to be able to help you. You're not going to be able to help yourself. You need to identify it and speak up. And particularly in the intimacy part of it as well, like with your partner and, you know, your spouse, you need to talk to them and say, well, this is what I'm going through. This is what I'm experiencing. I'm going to talk to someone, or I'm going to seek some help with it. And this is what we're going to have to do. This is what we're going to have to use, or I'm going to have to try this. So those conversations are must-haves, and they need to identify with themselves first that something is going on and I do need to go and talk to someone or ask for help. So, because as we said, this little jar of magic could be the happiest time of your life.
Absolutely. The best thing for me was when I had a lady in her late 70s just come back to me absolutely effusive and say, she's very glamorous, darling, I don't know what I did without this. I'm not going to be without it the rest of my life. And she went back to swimming, which she had given up for 15 years because of the irritation and resurgence of dryness with swimming.
Wow. Isn't that fantastic to hear? Like a new lease on life. So it goes to prove that when you're feeling such or experiencing such a significant change in your body, you need to give yourself the gift of honouring you. Do one simple thing, like investing in a product such as Happy Pores Balm, and you'll cope so much better. So we can't diminish the fact that it happens. We can't ignore it, because your health and well-being is so important. And, those little things that can help just truly make such a difference in your life.
Absolutely. They make such a difference. Just, I never would have thought one little thing could be the change for everything. Like for me personally, because everyone's journey is different. And thankfully, not all of us going through perimenopause will struggle with dryness. No. But for me, fixing the dryness was the panacea for everything else to be manageable. Mm-hmm. And probably because I dealt with it for so long trying to get a result. So, and the other thing is, no matter what it is that you're talking to your GP about regarding perimenopausal and menopausal health and all women's health, shop around. If they just give you that ineffective answer of try counseling for something physiological, find a new one if you can. And if not, use telehealth if you're remote.
And I do know that there is a lot more resource information coming out and online. So if you have access, if you are in rural and remote areas, if you have access to the internet, start looking, because there is a lot more research or resource and information coming up on this particular topic. A lot more women are starting to talk about it and openly talking about it. I think there's even a couple of podcasts out there now that actually are concentrating on menopause. So I'll have to track them down myself and listen to them. But I've got some lovely reviews on Happy Pores Balm, and we'll just share a couple of them. So one testament said, I love how your balm spreads easily and it's not greasy or sticky. And I know you've mentioned those key words there. It's a gem. You're onto a good one. And this person had really sensitive skin, so it was a real test for them, and it proved to be very successful, and she loves it. And then another testimony was working on heavy machinery in harsh conditions in protective workwear. And, I mean, I know how that is. I wear the heavy workwear, the high vis gear. It's it can become very irritant, especially in the hot summer months, and can cause you all sorts of trouble. But this particular testimony said, Happy Pores Balm is an absolute godsend. It feels so good and soothes. So that's definitely an inviting testimony there for me alone. And another one was no adverse reaction to anything else in her regime. Very moisturising, not gloopy, soothing and gentle. So that's, they're fantastic reviews to get, Sandy. And obviously you are on a winner in that product there, and we'll definitely all have to reach out and purchase it. And as we said, we can't stress enough that every woman is different. So it's a trial and error thing. You may buy the product, it may work for you, it may not, but it's a product to try, and it might be your happy magic and happy pause in the menopause journey.
Yeah, and the secret is just to find what makes you rise as you go through perimenopause. We each end up with a unique routine that works for us. Whatever makes you rise, that's magic.
That's it. And I think it's supporting a good health and your healthy eating and that little bit of exercise, it goes a long way, and it does appease some of those symptoms. I found myself losing some weight has actually appeased a lot of those symptoms. And doing that little bit of exercise every day, it also helps. So getting back to the talk and the topic of menopause, why do you believe, or why do you think it is very important for women to discuss menopause? Like, I think we've kind of touched on that pretty well, but I think we need to really get the message out there that it's not taboo anymore. And the more we talk about it, the more we find out about it, the more you share.
And I think it's so important, especially now in the workplace as well, to have those conversations, because there's more power. The more we talk about menopause, the more power there is. And I find that not all of us are confident with those conversations. So when even confident people are stigmatized for having those conversations, we drive the potential for someone that's maybe a bit more shy not to be forthcoming with that conversation. And I was so excited to do a little video shoot for our region, and I was going to be celebrated for the region for what I'd created. And then right before the director called Roll Action, he said to me, "This topic could be a little bit sensitive, so we've had a bit of a think about it. Don't mention your business name and don't mention what you do. Just say women's health."
Oh, my goodness.
But it was right before. So I just got caught a bit off guard. And then probably 2 minutes in, I said menopause. And the interviewer, you can see his shoulders as he just starts to chuckle. And I thought, you know, I have had so many amazing experiences with men of all ages wanting to know about menopause, wanting to know how to support,
exactly.
And wanting to, they want to relearn the dialogue. They don't want to fix it. They want to be there to provide support and comfort and don't know how. So then when you end up with that chuckling, it just kind of derails, you know, you feel like it's whatever, three steps forward, two steps back.
That's right. So how did that actual video pan out? Did it come out how you wanted it, or did it convey the message that you wanted?
It did. It still conveyed the message. But I just still remember being a bit disappointed that right there on the fly in that nanosecond, I sort of had to change everything. But it was one of the, they did a series of like 30, and mine was one of three that went viral almost straight away. So we want to hear those things, and we want to hear about women our age soaring and being ageless as far as what we think our capacities are.
That's exactly right. And I'm in full support and believe women should be encouraged to share their often funny and sometimes sad, but always forthright menopause experiences, so we can all learn from each other. You know, what I might be experiencing could be the same as, you know, 10 other women, but totally different to 20 other women. So even though there are a lot of barriers to talking about menopause, there is still a reluctance to talk about the sexual problems along with it. And like we're saying, having those talks with our partners is so paramount and so important for them to understand what we're going through, for them to be able to know how to, you know, assist in how they can go along the journey with you. So don't look at aging as such a negative thing, because it can be so liberating when you get on top of all these issues. So, and like when you were saying about that, like, and particularly in that video, in reality, you couldn't call a vagina on TV, like, you know, up until the past couple of years, could you? Like, that was just like, oh my goodness. So, walking through and going through menopause as we get older, but we're not supposed to get old. That's what a lot of women are thinking, you know, because, oh, getting old is such a bad thing. Well, it's not. It's a natural aging process. This is a natural phenomenon, as we said, of how the body goes through that aging process. And to live a long and healthy life, we need to know how to manage that obstacle and kick it in the ass and get on with our life and step over it and keep going forward. So, yes, it's I'm definitely one with you in supporting the conversation and keeping it going. So we might just have a little break now and listen to one of the show's sponsors, and we'll come back and we'll continue our conversation.
All right.
Hey, Glowgetters, have you heard about Kick-Ass Women? Founded by Jo Sainsbury, Kick-Ass Women is dedicated to empowering and supporting women who are considering a career change into an industry role.
visit our brand new website at www.kickasswomen.com.au or follow Kick Ass Women on Facebook and LinkedIn today to keep up to date with all things Kick Ass Women and the incredible opportunities and content we have for you. See you there, glow getters.
Thanks for tuning back in, listeners. Here today on the show, we've got our guest Sandy Davies from Happy Paws Balm, a magical little bottle or container of menopausal soothing balm, which is definitely answering and helping a lot of women out there. So, Sandy, welcome back. So aside from women going through menopause, are you hoping to reach anyone else with this great product, Happy Paws Balm? Like, is it of any advantage to anyone else out there?
Yeah, well, I've found we talked and hit on it just a little bit before with women going through chemotherapy that maybe have issues with lubrication and then that cancer recovery process. Something else I wasn't aware of is dryness can often be brought about from breastfeeding. So If you have two or three kids, by the second or third child while you're breastfeeding, you can end up with severe dryness.
Oh, okay.
There's also Sjögren syndrome, which affects your ability to produce saliva and the Bartholin glands that would produce any intimate secretions. So there's so many other things I wasn't even aware of. And type 1 diabetes, you can have flare-ups with dryness. But the other thing I've discovered too is it is about so much more than sex. So I just have to prequel that to before I say
it.
And it is one of those things, if you moisturize your vulval and vaginal area, just like you moisturize your face as a part of your daily routine, it really does put a skip in your day. And that thing of if you feel good down there, you feel good everywhere is so important for an all over sense of a good night's rest or getting through the day and being able to focus and not wriggling and inability to sit still. But it is also quite beneficial for intimacy as well. And I do find that I have a lot of women who are regular Happy Paws users whose partners have been quite happy with the dialogue that it has opened up through the use of Happy Paws. So much bigger picture in some ways.
It is. That's right. And as we said, you know, there's even probably younger women out there experiencing these similar kind of problems or similar symptoms for whatever reason. But it's definitely a product for use for all ages, we'll say, because it may alleviate a lot of ailments that people are experiencing, as we said, whether it's cancer, whether it's menstruation problems. Yes. So excellent find, excellent creation, excellent development. I think it's great. So with Happy Paws Balm, is it part of a larger project? Are you developing and looking into other products, developing other products to like work in with it? Have you got anything on the go or any research on the go?
Well, it's quite funny because whenever you talk to anyone big in the beauty industry, they always scoff and laugh about the guaranteed failure of a single product line. And I always seem to go against the grain. I'm so thrilled with this single product line. I am working a little bit on a hair mask because we do find, you know, with that estrogen depletion, we can also go through a phase somewhere in that perimenopausal journey where we have severely dry hair. So we're working a little bit on a hair mask.
And that's probably, you know, you're probably on a winner there, because I was just thinking when you're saying, talking about hair and that, about psoriasis and that, like it could be, you know, if someone suffers from psoriasis out there, give it a go and let Sandy know. It might be, you know, it might be a great help for those kind of conditions as well. If it's gentle, if it's, you know, great for sensitive skin, you can only give it a go. So yep, that's great. We'll be interested to see how you come out of that. And so does your market look promising with Happy Paws Balm? Are you happy with how it's going out on the market and the buyers that you're attracting?
Yeah, I am. I'm just such a funny stick sometimes. I always try to do things my way with that sort of, you know, Frank Sinatra approach. I wanted to keep it affordable. So I'm trying really hard To keep it at the price point that we've got it at now of $23.95, yep. where if I go into having that middle distributor to get into all the big name pharmacies, there's such a price increase that has to happen that it's not available for all. And where I live in Far North Queensland, there's so many women that are solely on the pension.
Yes.
I really wanted anyone, even with limited means, to be able to afford it and to be able to feel good from its benefit. So I've just really stuck with that grain of trying to keep it into a smaller market. So mainly independent pharmacies, health food stores, and of course, direct through the website.
Yeah.
And then direct through quite a few just specific small businesses for women overseas, rather than trying to go through a distribution agent for fulfillment overseas.
And that's great to have a unique niche like that. So that's definitely working for you. So getting away from the product base now and being a businesswoman, tell us about how you've championed your way through a startup business, and have there been any particular challenges that you've experienced going through this process, lessons learned, and anything you'd like to share with that? Because I know it is a journey, and we're still going through it, both myself and yourself. It's there is a lot of bloody hard work in it. And if anyone is out there sitting back thinking, you know, oh, they got it easy and it's all just coming to them, well, that's not the case at all. It's it is a lot of bloody hard work to get your brand and your product name and build that credibility and start that business up. So tell us how you've championed your way through it.
Yeah, well, you're so right. It is such hard work. But the biggest thing, I think, is to not be too hard on yourself and just always remember that tomorrow's another day. If you're giving it your all and you're doing your best, don't take it personally, I suppose, too, sometimes, because you'll have really big setbacks. I'd spent a lot of time trying to curate a hamper package with someone, and then at the 0 hour, I was pulled out because my brand wasn't recognizable enough so it could inhibit sales. When those things happen, of course, you're really upset in the moment, but you just have to find a way to rise above those and then just keep kicking goals and doing it your way and following your intuition and doing what you know is right for you and your business, and not let it push you to the point of discouragement. Just have a nice rest. Wake up tomorrow. It's another day to give it your all.
And that's right. And, you know, when you make a comment about, a certain business saying, oh no, it's not well known enough. Well, how else are you to get well known unless people, you know, actively support you and promote your product and help you push it out there into the market? So if, you'd kind of say, yeah, see you later. No worries. I'm over that. I don't need you anyway, because you don't. Your product sells itself. What about how'd you start off trying to sell your product? Where did you initially head to try and get the brand out there and the product out there, just by social media, or did you go to a marketing agency or anything like that?
Well, I, once again, trying to do it my way. my daughter had sent me a podcast link to listen to that was about a lot of the big name beauty startups that have become huge multi-million dollar companies. And I appreciated listening to all their stories, but I also noticed that most of them, even though they seemed like overnight startups, they came with means from family or from angel investors. And they would all scoff at anyone that maybe started with less than $300,000 or $400,000 capital. So once again, I kind of got my stubborn boots on, and I probably need to engage a marketing agency, but I just right now just want to keep trying to kick it from the grassroots and from literally doing it in COVID with only the advanced money that you could remove from your super to try to get started. Yeah. And
you're doing a great job. So kudos to you. You are doing an absolute fantastic job, and it's working for you, and we'll definitely help promote the product because it is such a great product. But I know it is hard. It's, you know, building that credibility, getting people to trust what you're conveying. You know, you're a thought leader in your niche. I'm a thought leader in my niche, and it's getting that message out there and sharing your knowledge and your experiences. That's what it's all about.
And I just want us to win naturally,
that's right.
So that it can inspire others to have a go and not think, oh, I don't have the money, or, oh, I don't have the ability, I'm too remote, or I'm too small. No,
no.
Have a go and make it happen.
That's it. And I say make your own future, like you say, create and be part of something that is bigger than yourself. Nobody's going to give it to you. You've got to work hard for your dreams, and there are no guarantees, that's for sure. But in order to win big, you have to take the calculated risks. That's it. And you will find that nothing great just happens on its own. You have to sit on the sidelines and wait for it. But be ruthlessly persistent as you are and have a kick-ass attitude and focus. So, yes, that's it. Okay, then, Sandy, lastly, tell us some exciting news about your recent accomplishments and achievements in regards to awards. You've been kicking some kick-ass goals there. And what are your plans with your business? I think maybe we'll talk about that for the coming year ahead. Would you like to share anything else with us?
Well, I have been kicking some kick-ass goals, but before I go on about mine, Joe here, wow, I am the silver winner of the One to Watch with the Oz Mumpreneur Awards because I came second to Joe with Kick-Ass Women, and the crowd went wild.
And what great company to be amongst. I think it's a great accomplishment for all of us. It's you don't set out to win awards. You don't set up your business or establish them to win awards, but to receive this recognition is such a great honor, and it's so humbling because you know you're making a positive impact on the community. So I stand beside you, very proud and humble, because they're great achievements. And there's more to you. I know there's more.
Yeah, well, and I love what you do for women. I think we're both being a voice, and I love that, and making a difference. And I was quite excited. I went on as well to win the Wildcat of the Year Award with the Roar Awards, and we'll find out this Saturday if I'm the best emerging business with the accolades.
I see that.
Yes, I'm a little bit excited about that, and excited about the accolades especially because one of their big focuses is celebrating rural women. They're based out of Central Queensland, and I just love that. You know, kicking goals that you don't have to be in Sydney or Melbourne to have a win. I love
and
that.
And there's many, like when we talk about regional and rural communities, there are so many women out there on, you know, remote stations, remote homesteads, in remote towns that are so creative and sitting there not knowing how much they can contribute to the community, to the world with their creativity. So they do just need to put that idea down on paper, start researching it, start putting it into action and getting it out there. Like I know here in Central Queensland, around my area, Mackay, Whitsunday area, we've got lots of great startups, lots of jewellery makers. There's a hide dust or Dunes to Dusk, I think it is. They're doing all the cowhide jewellery and handbags, accessories. So there's lots of opportunity out there, and there's lots of women that can be, you know, expressing their creativity and innovation out there. So, yes, you know, regional, rural areas, these ladies need to see the winning effort of everyone else around them to experience it as well.
Absolutely. And I love that you said to put it down on paper, because one of the other things that I've been working on this year, I have a chapter coming out in a book that's called Courage and Confidence.
Excellent.
I'm just so excited to be writing as a part of a collaborative group for women for success in business. And then next year next year, Courage and Confidence will come out. And then towards the end of next year is a book that I'm editing called Rising Above, about bullying. And it features the stories of absolutely kick-ass women that are just thriving in adulthood, but had horrific bullying experiences in their preteens or teens or 20s. And it's just that reminder for anyone going through a real crap period that things will turn around and tomorrow will be a new day will rise up in adulthood and absolutely kick it. So take no notice of anything that you are copying from any bullies in youth, because you will be the victor.
It's such a big topic nowadays, and it's so prevalent, and it's another conversation that people need to talk about and need to speak up about. They need to use their voice about it. I'm a very big advocate for that as well. But going back to, like, yeah, co-authoring a book is a great start to actually writing your own story, Sandy. So use it as a stepping stone and, yeah, start putting all your notes together and write your own book. That's a great contribution to the communities and to the wide world. And as we said, awards make us feel good. They are an acknowledgement of a job well done and justification for the agony, the self-doubt and the hard work that went into winning them. And awards can make us feel proud, happy and overwhelmed and delighted, and they give us validation and boost our confidence, most definitely, which they do. But it can also have incredible benefits. It also builds your corporate profile. So companies become more aware of you, of who you are, and it opens markets. It opens new connections. It opens new networks. So it's a wonderful selling tool to be able to say to customers and suppliers that you're an award-winning business. So congratulations. Yeah. So any parting advice to our listeners today? Would you like to offer them anything or share anything with the audience?
Yeah, well, actually, I think you just somehow something you said there just triggered me, because we were talking about having the menopause conversation. And my big thing, I think, if we talk about menopause and we all have those conversations about our different journeys, it's a reminder that we're not alone if we're struggling with something. But it's the same thing with the awards. The awards that we've both won this year and had the acknowledgement of have connected us to this amazing network of women in business. And it's just that reminder that, once again, you're not alone. So whatever it is that you're dreaming about or thinking about doing, it is a lot of hard work and it's tireless, but you can get through it. And in those times that you're maybe struggling or having a bit of a stumbling block, you're not alone, either through Instagram or through Facebook groups and networking, through your own people support within your region.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are.
Just do it. Find your tribe and your...
Yeah, that's right. I call them circles of impact, because there's always a huge impact that these other women have on you. And whether or not it's just by a comment on a social media post, or whether it's a contribution they make to you when you ask a question, that can be of so much help and assistance. And it could answer a question that you've been having trouble with for ages and ages, and you just put it out there in those networks and say, hey, can someone help me with this, or do you know of anyone that can help me with this? And you get bombarded, you know, with, hey, talk to so-and-so, talk to this person, or I'll, you know, give you, DM me and I'll give you these details. It is such a they're unbelievable. And so, as I said, they impact and influence me in lots of many ways, and are great support, and value every single person in those networks. So Sandy, thanks for joining us today. It's been a great conversation, and we're not too shy about talking about menopause or any associated topics. And it's one that I've certainly hoped that's enlightened a lot of the listeners and piqued their interest into talking about it and raising the conversations more and bringing it out there. And to definitely reach out and have a chat to you. We'll put all your links up on the show's notes, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next year and catching up and finding what you've been up to in that period till we talk to you again. So thanks, Sandy. We wish you all the luck for the future, and especially for the upcoming Accolades Awards. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks heaps, Jo.
Hi, Glowgetters. We're Brenjo's Earth Moving, a professional earth moving business specialising in a range of infrastructure works across a variety of industries, located in Mackay, Queensland. Here at Brenjo's, we're a family owned company backed by an incredible team. We've seen firsthand the incredible benefits that come from promoting and supporting a diverse workplace. We're so proud to be sponsoring Kick-Ass Radio and Kick-Ass Women's Mission to support women entering into non-traditional roles and careers.
Well, that's it, guys. I do hope you enjoyed our show and our guest, Sandy Davies. A very big special thank you to Sandy for sharing so much of this newfound and invaluable information with us. And I hope you have all found its information that is inspiring and it piques your interest to talk about the topic of menopause and the more associated intimate symptoms that you might be experiencing. Let's get the words of women themselves out there to describe what they're going through, because there's not one universal experience of going through menopause. We are all uniquely individual and different. As always, I really appreciate you guys giving me your time to listen to this radio show. You can find more information on this episode and Sandy Davies and Happy Pause Balm in the show notes or on my social media pages. Be sure to tune in again next week when we're getting to know a little bit more about someone else out in the wide world, another kick-ass woman making waves. Reach out to me and follow me on Kick-Ass Women on Jo Sainsbury's social media pages. I'm all tongue-tied if you haven't already. And you could, or you could send me an email to jodie@kickasswomen.com.au. Well, that's all for today's show. Thanks for your company and for listening to Kick-Ass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Stay safe and well and keep in touch, poscoms. Go on. Get your glow on. Become a glow getter.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kick-Ass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kick-Ass Women and Jo Sainsbury? Visit the Kick-Ass Women website or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kick-Ass Radio.